Good morning, this is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. It's no secret that fast food is probably not the best choice if you're concerned about fat or salt or the origins of the meat or dairy products. If that weren't enough, though, new research shows you may be ingesting more than your recommended daily allowance of hormone disruptors along with your side of fries.
A new study published by Environmental Health Perspectives found people who frequently eat fast food have nearly 40% more phthalates in their blood than those who eat less or no fast food.
Almost all Americans have some amount of the industrial chemicals inside of them, even though they do not occur naturally in the human body. So why should we be concerned? Disrupting our hormone system could lead to cancer and infertility.
Ami Zoda is the lead author of the study, and she spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers about it. She starts by defining phthalates.
Phthalates are a class of industrial chemicals. So this class consists of many different types of chemicals that have different properties. A lot of the phthalates that are used today in commerce are added to plastics to help make them soft. So these type of phthalates can be found in food packaging materials, different types of tubing used in the food industry, as well as the medical supply. Other types of phthalates are often used in personal care products and cosmetics as solvents and for other properties.
So we end up getting exposed to phthalates actually not just through food, but through a lot of the stuff we use.
That's correct. And nearly all Americans have detectable levels of phthalate byproducts in their bodies. And we know that this because the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention actually test people's bodies for these chemicals on a regular basis as part of their National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey that they do every 2 years.
So according to the CDC, we don't actually know the human health effects of phthalates. So why are we concerned that we're consuming them?
Sure, that's a great question. Well, one reason we're concerned is because exposure is widespread. So these are not naturally occurring chemicals, so they shouldn't naturally be in your bodies. It's a bit concerning that virtually all Americans have traces of these chemicals in their bodies, and some people have levels, some, you know, higher levels of these chemicals. The health effects of low-level exposures is an ongoing area of scientific inquiry, but phthalates have been well-studied both in experimental studies as well as in human observational studies or human epidemiologic studies. We're particularly concerned about them because certain phthalates, like the two that I studied in my study, DEHP and DINP, are endocrine disruptors. This means that they can interfere with how your hormones behave in your body. In this case, these phthalates can actually interfere with the signaling of androgens, which are the precursor to testosterone. And phthalate exposures, particularly to DHP, have been associated with male reproductive problems, as well as learning and behavioral problems in children. What we also know from the science is that there are certain periods in life that may increase your vulnerability to these exposures, and pregnancy is one of those particularly vulnerable periods.
I mean, what does that mean for women who are pregnant if they consume phthalates?
Sure. So in human studies, higher exposures during pregnancy have been associated with reproductive problems in male offspring. So higher levels during pregnancy have also been associated with an increased risk of preterm delivery, you know, and premature babies often, you know, are more susceptible to health problems later in life. Higher exposures during pregnancy have also been associated with learning and behavioral problems in children.
I mean, this is all very scary news. You know, this is all very frightening. Why don't we have more conclusive studies on how they really affect human beings?
That is, you know, that's a tricky question to answer. Science is an iterative process, you know, so it takes a while to have definitive conclusions. What I will say is there are multiple regulatory and scientific bodies that have expressed concern about phthalate exposures among the general population. For example, the US EPA has a phthalate action plan that's currently under review. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has banned the use of several phthalates in children's toys. In California, certain phthalates have been added to their Proposition 65 list, which means that products that have over a certain amount of these chemicals in them have to come with a warning label because some of these phthalates have been established as reproductive and developmental toxicants. And many of these phthalates are banned in the European Union in food contact materials, cosmetics, as well as children's toys.
So let's actually look at your study. What was your study on?
Sure. Our study used, national data from the CDC on nearly 9,000 Americans to examine whether intake of fast food was associated with higher levels of phthalate byproducts as well as bisphenol A in the body, were associated with higher levels, higher exposure to these chemicals.
So what did you find?
We had data on the levels of these chemicals or their byproducts in people's urine. And we also had very detailed information on what they ate in the prior day. And we found that people who ate a lot of fast food in the prior day had 20 to 40% higher levels of phthalate byproducts in their bodies compared to those who did not eat any fast food. We did not find an association between fast food intake and levels of BPA.
Do we know how fast food is exposed to phthalates?
Sure. So, it's an unintentional contaminant, I would say, in the food supply. So it's not intentionally added to the food. Market basket surveys have shown that even food that you would buy from the grocery store has some phthalates in them, just because, these chemicals are used so commonly throughout our commercial system. They're literally everywhere. But it is thought that the processing and packaging that is characteristic of fast food leads to the food having greater contact with phthalates. So our study wasn't designed to identify the sources or the specific aspects of fast food that lead to higher phthalate contact. But by drawing on prior studies, we hypothesized that the food packaging materials, the tubing used in the processing, the packaging used to even transport a lot of the products from the central facility to the individual stores, and even the gloves that employees wear while handling the food, these may all be potential sources of phthalates into the food.
So right now, do we have any regulatory bodies that are watching out for phthalates?
So currently, the only federal regulation with respect to phthalates concerns children's toys. So the two phthalates that I studied are restricted or limited in children's toys. But currently, there are no other restrictions on the use of phthalates in consumer goods. As of just very recently, the Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, has agreed to review the use of phthalates in food contact materials. So it's currently under review.
How can you limit your own exposure to phthalates?
That's a good question, and right now we don't have a lot of evidence about intervention strategies. We need more of those studies. One study did find a small study on a few families in San Francisco where they controlled everything that these families ate over a three-day period. And when they did that, they found that they were able to reduce people's exposures to phthalates and BPA by about 50%. But as soon as the families had control over their own diet again, the levels went back up. So there is, there is some evidence to say that just altering your own dietary behavior can help. And so I think common sense goes a long way there. Try to eat low on the food chain, because a lot of these chemicals, including some of the phthalates, are fat-loving chemicals, so they are more likely to be present in fatty foods, especially animal fat foods. And then trying to limit your intake of processed and packaged food, you know, that's what our study suggests could be a sound approach.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ami, for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you so much.
Ami Zoda is lead author of a study linking fast food to phthalate contamination. She's also an assistant professor at the Department of Environmental and Occupational Health at George Washington University. Zoda spoke with Joy Powers.